My big year and 2013 are winding down, and I still have a ways to go if I'm going to hit 600 species for the year. I'm headed to Arizona and California next, but I headed first to Texas to attend an important birding conference and decided that since I was already down there, I might as well go to the Rio Grande Valley Birding Festival too. Birding festivals are a mixed bag for an introvert, and the Rio Grande Valley Festival magnifies both the delights and the problems. It's huge. This was the 20th year of the festival and the biggest ever, with over 800 birders registered. So many eyes on the lookout meant that if a rare bird showed up, someone was bound to see it. Sure enough, on Saturday, the day when the most people were attending, Jeff Boughton, who represents Leica Sports Optics at the festival, was driving along a highway to a good birding spot when he spotted an Amazon kingfisher, only the second time one has ever been recorded anywhere in the United States. I was on a field trip somewhere else, but as soon as our leaders got word, they decided to go for it. We returned to our bus over an hour before we were supposed to leave and headed straight for the kingfisher. Meanwhile, other bus loads and van loads and car loads of birders were doing the same thing. We arrived to huge throngs of people in a festival-like atmosphere, everyone staring at a splendid bird teed up atop a snag near the road. The speed limit was 70 and traffic was racing by. The kingfisher spent the day fishing the resaca from both sides of the road. It flew high enough not to be at risk from traffic, but the birders trying to get better looks kept running back and forth at a much lower altitude. The state police showed up at midday to direct traffic. With so many birders scouring the countryside for good birds, several other good ones were found too. Even though I'd been on a pretty comprehensive 9-day birding trip here in February, I added 8 new species for my year, and it was ever so fun to catch up with old friends and to meet new kindred spirits. But notwithstanding hundreds of birders descending upon an extraordinary rarity, a busload of 40 birders and 4 leaders, or even a van load of 10 birders, is a lot to descend on a narrow path in search of a reclusive bird. I was on my own on Sunday at one popular site when I came upon a van load of birders searching the area around a feeding station for a dick sissel that had been reported. They finally gave up and walked on while I stood still in the suddenly quiet spot. The moment the group disappeared around a bend in the path, in flew the dick sissel. Even if you don't like crowds, birding festivals have a lot to recommend them, especially if you've never birded a particular area. You learn the best spots and get tips for finding and identifying the trickiest birds, and all that concentrated birding really does unearth birds that might well otherwise go unnoticed. This year, I've attended festivals in Florida, Kansas, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, California, and now Texas, and I've seen a lot of birds thanks to these festivals. The rich rewards for me of solitary walks with lovely birds are entirely different from the pleasures of seeing a great bird with hundreds of others all enjoying it too. I'd see far fewer birds if I had to depend on one approach or the other exclusively. Just like the birds we love, sometimes we bird on our own and sometimes as members of a flock, and I wouldn't give up either approach for anything. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.